Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
For a record breaker somewhere on the map today. Could happen, ladies and gentlemen, with this fabulous weather. Fantastic news. While they're dealing with, are you ready for this dangerous blizzard? What is the, isn't that the term they use? Dangerous blizzard? Mm-hmm. And I guess, you know, 65 mile an hour winds and snow, that's, you know, it can be. I think what's dangerous about it is that people there are just clueless. Myself.
Well, you have to admit, when the forecaster, they give the forecast in feet and not inches, it does start to kind of raise the blood pressure a little bit there.
But it isn't the weather that's dangerous. It's that people don't take it seriously, and maybe they're not used to it there. So, you know, I don't know.
Well, when you're in New York City, where do you put the snow? I mean, here in North Dakota, we got places we can shove snow, but there you kind of have to truck it out or something. And where do you put it?
I know, but that doesn't make it dangerous. Don't know, you know, again, it's only dangerous not taking it seriously, I guess. But anyway, and they cancel flights before they come. They do all that stuff. They're kind of crazy. But anyway, let's not worry about them. Let's worry about us, where we're going to be dealing with temps in the 40s and 50s over the next couple of days. And we have shots at record high temperatures. I'm loving this. I'm looking at the record high of 47 in Williston today, and the forecasted high for 47. So I think Williston's got a good shot at it. 49 in Dickinson. It's supposed to be 52 today in Dickinson. See, Bismarck got a little tougher hill to climb. 52, way back in 1942, the record high. So same thing tomorrow. Anyway, we're looking pretty good. Excited about that. We'll watch those temps climb up, give you another rundown before the end of the hour here coming up on the program. We call What's on Your Mind. We have another state legislator that will join us. Speaking of Dickinson, Kelly Armstrong will be here, state senator, going to talk about the surge funding bill, which is infrastructure funding so oil patch communities, counties don't miss a construction season and get some funding approved in February so they can send it out to bid and go to work. A lot of talk about concealed carry last hour, a little bit on the movie American Sniper, but most of it related to concealed carry and requests for more money for higher ed. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments on any and all of the topics. 800-228-0550. I still want to understand from someone that thinks it's a bad idea to change the restrictions in concealed carry laws, specifically related to House Bill 1241. I need to understand why it is it's okay to go this place but not okay to go there, specifically carving out churches, political functions, music concerts, and public parks from the list of public gathering places where possessing a firearm or a dangerous weapon is currently a Class B misdemeanor under state law. Why? Why can I bring it to work but not to a concert? Why can I bring it to shop but not to a park? Don't understand that. And I'm really looking for a little help there. Specifically, just an argument, because to me it's duh. It's a no-brainer. Anyway, a lot of you weighing in on that. You feel free to continue at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Again, 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. For your take. So another piece of legislation that's getting some attention that is sponsored on the Democratic side. And specifically, this has come up before. This is another area where I think it's more about pandering than it is actually a problem. And again, where exemptions get us into trouble. And this one is a piece of legislation that would offer basic non-discrimination rights for those who identify as LGBTQ. Oh, my gosh. The alphabet soup of ways to describe people, in my mind, is kind of sad. LGBTQ. That stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer, according to one definition. I've heard it also questioning as another. Even if you're unsure, they want to have a protection. Now, here's my question. According to the Human Rights Campaign, we, North Dakota, are one of the worst states in the country for folks that identify with one of those letters of the alphabet soup there, for residents based on what rights and workplace protections the state affords them. So, for instance, Todd, I shouldn't be able to fire you because I don't like white talk radio talk hosts, right? I don't like talk radio hosts, and I don't like white guys, so I'm going to just fire you, right? I shouldn't be able to do that. And there are protections for some and not for others, and they're saying that they need protection for people being fired because of their defining themselves. To me, when you fire anyone, it should be based on whether or not they're doing their job. However, North Dakota is a right-to-work state. So I can say, you know what? It's not working out. I don't want you to work here. It's just how it works in North Dakota. These folks think somehow that we're a lesser than state because we don't specifically target. In other words, we don't specifically take a group and say you're exempt. Now, I will say if I'm in this group, I'm saying, okay, why is it that some people are exempted and we specifically are not? This is where I think you get into trouble with these labels that I don't like. It seemed to make no sense because currently non-discrimination laws include protections for race, for instance. Can't fire you because I don't like the color of your skin. I'm Catholic. And laws currently protect me from being fired just because I'm Catholic. Right? Sex, same thing. I don't like women working for me, so I'm not going to, national origin, age, physical or mental disabilities are all current protections. What these folks are saying is we want to add ours in too. Should they get it? Should they be there? That's their best argument, I think. I don't think this is a big problem. I mean, I've heard stories over the years of people are being kicked out of their home or their apartment because the landlord doesn't like the fact that they are different sexual preference. Okay, well, where did that happen? Who's the person? Let's have some details here. Very often, I think what these are is, again, solutions in search of a problem. It's my take, but I welcome yours. And the other thing I'd add here, we've talked specifically a few times since this session started about the legislation that's out there. Are there things that are not getting addressed that should be? I mean, basically, you heard the caller earlier. Mark wanted veterans. They have a current ID, a veteran's ID, 18, 19, 20 years of age, specifically able to drink. Altering the laws of which it's legal to drink, specifically related for veterans. All right, that individual said, "I want this change." Went to a legislator in his own district. His own district representative said, "No thanks," and so he took it to another, and it's being introduced. That happens a lot in our legislature. You heard Roscoe Striley specifically on concealed carry laws, talking about the fact that he'd been dealing with a concealed carry instructor and others in the off session. And, between sessions and dealing with specific legislation. So our legislators deserve some credit for this, for giving people a chance. But, it doesn't mean every great idea or every concern has been dealt with because maybe didn't get up the flagpole. Is there anything you see is missing that should be there? Tell me what you think. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's some more of your comments, by the way, on the concealed carry things. Actually, I've read a few of those, so I'll start with a few on the discrimination bill that I just mentioned. Already some folks weighing in on that on Facebook. John says when Fargo took up this issue at the Human Rights Commission, City Commissioner Melissa Sobolik was quoted in the forum saying that she was aware of circumstances where people were being kicked out of their apartments and fired from their jobs because they were found to be homosexual. I attended the meeting at which they approved the resolution in question and asked her on record if she could provide more information about the businesses and landlords who perpetrated these acts. Surely she would want to protect their identity being bigots and all. Or she wouldn't want to protect their identity being bigots and all. Her response, silence. Liberals are masterful at incrementalism. That is the tiny steps which collectively make the giant leaps possible. Conservatives can't seem to figure out how to detect or utilize that tactic to our own advantage. We'd better be on the ball on this one. Another emailer says there's no evidence that people have lost their jobs or home because of their chosen sexual behaviors. Nonetheless, should it change? Tell me what you think.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Everyone, Minot Daily News. Not Mayberry anymore. Little patch cops scramble to keep up. Watford City. They got cars from all over the world there. They should read that and see one of the bonuses we get for being a prosperous state. Read the police docket every Monday morning from Watford City and Williston. See how that works.
Appreciate the call, Ed. Thank you. And I would just say this. You sound as though you're a little bit cynical when you say one of the bonuses we get from this prosperity, if you have more people, you're going to have more crime. And we've crunched these numbers a thousand ways at a Sunday, and certainly, you know, crime is pretty well spread out across the state. And I think famously, as I've mentioned a few times, Wayne Stengem has said a lot more likely that you'd be the victim of a rape in Fargo than you would in the oil patch. So the idea that somehow the oil patch brings, you know, more bad than good, I just reject that altogether. The newspapers love this. They love to focus on it. But I just think it's a product of a very vibrant, growing economy and more people. We have more of everything. I also think we lose perspective a lot of times in all of this. You know, to say, when I say lose perspective, in other words, okay, yes, is crime up? Yes. Do we like that? No, of course not. Do you need more resources dedicated to it? Of course. Absolutely. Deal with it. Watch it closely. See where there's particular areas of crime and handle it. But compare it to states of similar size, communities of similar size. I think what's different is that it's just so low for so long that when it comes up, naturally with more people, that we think the sky is falling. That's where I fall back. And the newspapers love this stuff. You know, I mean, the newspapers, you know, to me, I'm waiting for them to jump up and down about the fact that there's going to be some slowdown from lower oil prices, because that's pretty much what they've been advocating for, right? And I would add some political folks as well. When you highlight all the bad things without putting in perspective for political gain, and, you know, it slows down a little bit, shouldn't you be jumping up and down and go, all right, $50 oil, yeah, less people getting hired. Mmm, perfect. The Fargo Forum had a very bizarre front page Sunday, mirroring what you're saying, Ed. And it looks like a polka dot puzzle of some kind. Looks like a Pac-Man video game, okay? And what it is all these, three quarters of the front of the paper is a bunch of white circles. And then there's a smattering of yellow circles, orange circles, okay? And this doesn't look like your typical. The whole top half of the paper is just the you know, the form in there, and then all these circles. And then one little headline saying the following. There are 448 police officers in the metro area. All but 14 are white. And then says an analysis of racial and gender diversity in the ranks. Now, before you read the story, what are you supposed to believe from that? What do you take away from that headline and the graphic here? There are 448 police officers in the metro area. All but 14 are white. To me, that is saying the police are out of line. You know, that they're hiring incorrect. This is a, you know, if I really wanted to add some fuel to the fire, I'd say this is that's suggesting that, you know, a Ferguson won't be far behind in Fargo. What does that say to you? You tell me. 448 police officers in the metro area, all but 14 are white. What's the genesis of that news story? What are they trying to accomplish with that? And connecting that to the caller from Minot, same thing with the oil patch. This isn't Mayberry anymore. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Where's the crickets, Todd? We need the crickets today because everybody's in sort of like a Monday sleepy mode here today. Is it our fault? Maybe we're not compelling enough to awaken folks from their slumber today. It's going to be 50 degrees almost in some parts of the state today. 50 degrees. That should give you a little extra bounce in the step. Right? Maybe I put Todd to sleep, too.
Wants to make me pull out my convertible, but the second I do that, did you look at Saturday's weather?
Oh, now don't do that. Don't be that guy.
What?
We're going to be in the upper 40s.
Kill the messenger. Kill the messenger while you're at it.
Well, my point is, you know, everybody does that. That's just such a North Dakota thing. Oh, we're going to have record highs here for a couple of days. Yeah, but did you see Saturday's forecast?
Well, the whole point is don't get used to this and then get all disappointed when Saturday gets here because Saturday's supposed to be like 10.
I didn't say winter was over. I just say it's a nice little reprieve. John and Minot, you're up on what's on your mind. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, you were mentioning the number of minorities on the police forces. How many minorities have actually applied for a job on the police force?
That'd probably be their fault too. You're not seeking them out enough. Good point. I mean,
and how many? And of those that did apply, how many of them were actually qualified?
I'm with you, John. Those are all fine questions that ought to be addressed. When I read that headline, what did you take away from it?
Well, I just kind of figured that there wasn't enough people applying. A lot of them blacks, they don't like the police officers, they say, and if they don't like a police officer, they definitely aren't going to try and join them.
It would be an interesting analysis on, percentage of... And by the way, New York City, one of the most diverse workforces in the country. I've heard that before, but, I'm not sure this is worthy of additional follow-up on the program, but some of those are good questions, John. I just, you know, again, it's, I don't know. It looks like agenda journalism to me. This was the first thing I thought, but that's a good question. Others, welcome. 701-258-0550. Here's Ray.
Yeah, this is Ray from Manna. Hey, what's on your mind? This is what's on my mind.
Yes.
Your body is your private body. Human nature tells us to protect your body from being injured. If you depend on law to protect yourself from being injured, you are delusional. The law cannot protect you, brother.
All right. I think what Ray's getting at there is that folks that are looking for protection based on their sexual preference from the law are barking up the wrong tree. Because it's up to them to take care of them. All right. Thanks, Ray. Appreciate that call. On the program, we call What's on Your Mind. Gonna chat with another legislator. Get over to the Senate side next up. Kelly Armstrong of Dickinson when we come back. Other calls welcome at 800-228-0550. Don't go away. This is What's on Your Mind.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
At BNSF Railway, we never forget what's kept our rail cars rolling through long, starry nights. For over a century, the American farmer. Pure and simple. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile, following the harvest from state to state, county to county, town to town. That's why we're the largest grain-hauling railroad in North America and dedicated to every farmer who plows a row. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped us grow from the very beginning.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle, Senex on the truck bypass, Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400, so call guns80.com at 844-2GUNS80, but hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2GUNS80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Your mind brought to you today by our friends at HighPlainsApache.com. If you do us a favor today, we'd love it if you check out their website, HighPlainsApache.com, and find out, well, that's a great resource. New or used sprayers, more on the ET Ag Center. I love the testimonials from Apache sprayer owners because of the obvious reverence they have for that great piece of equipment. So if you're looking ahead to 2015, and I want to have the advantage of a sprayer with a lighter footprint, the best warranty in the business, check it out. And then you have the folks at High Plains Apache to back it up with the great parts, too. They're in Mandan. They're in Fargo. And they're online, highplainsapache.com. That's their website, highplainsapache.com. The new ET Egg Center is the bomb. 50,000 of the most popular name brand items in the application industry. Not just for Apache sprayers, any sprayer. So, highplainsapache.com. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Also brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow.com. 800-506-9028 is that toll-free telephone number. When you call there, all you got to say is, all right, I want the deal. Promo code Scott. You just tell them, you can use that at MyPillow.com. I want the deal. The deal is, since MyPillow has been selected as the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow, we have a great deal. 2-for-1 on the original classic pillow, 50% savings. But you got to use the promo code Scott, or you got to call that 800 number. That's special for our listeners, 800-506-9028. And then the tossing and turning's done. That's right. And you finally will have a pillow that adjusts to your sleep position. That's the best part of it. And you'll have a pillow that is a 10-year warranty pillow. So you're going to have this one for pennies a night's sleep. It's a great deal. Check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. 26 before the top of the hour, Kelly Armstrong, Senator from Dickinson, back with us on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Kelly, how are you?
Great, Scott. How you doing?
Good. Give me the highlights so far in the legislative session as far as you're concerned. How are things going?
Things are going good. They're moving forward. I've kind of been working on the surge bill more than anything else, but we're hearing hearings in judiciary today, and things are moving forward.
Fantastic. Well, speaking of the surge bill, that was one piece of legislation that pretty much everybody agreed needed to be dealt with very early on. There was obviously a big hearing on it a week ago Friday, so it's getting a fair amount of attention. We had Rich Wardner on tell us, I want that early February on the governor's desk. I know there's been some tweaks to it and, was some number crunching going on. First of all, update us on the status of the bill and where it's at right now.
Passed out of committee unanimously. They added some amendments. They fused some things in the governor's bill into this bill, removed a little bit of education funding, and we should be voting on it this week sometime in the Senate and send it over to the House.
All right. Now, remind everybody why this is necessary and what it does, where the funds come from, and what it accomplishes.
All right. The bill is originally introduced, and then I'll get into the amendment when I'm done, was $845 million to Western local, primarily to Western, but all over the state, municipalities, cities, and counties. And it's a roads and infrastructure bill. At the end of the day, that's what it is. And the money comes out of the last biennium surplus in the Strategic Investment Improvement Fund. And that fund, even with falling oil prices, will have enough money to cover the appropriation in this bill. And I guess from our perspective, there's nothing more strategically better to invest in than Western North Dakota infrastructure, considering the oil business out there. And even with the low prices, we know the low prices are temporary. The question is, how long is temporary? And the best thing we can do for those communities and this industry and the state of North Dakota as a whole is to get this infrastructure built out, so then when the prices come back up, we're ready to rock again.
And so, you know, everybody in each of these individual communities, counties, have specific needs, and this basically sort of removes the strings and says, you do what needs to be done the quickest in your particular community. I mean, you're identifying specific needs, but they're the ones that have said, here's what we need, and here's what we need the soonest, right?
Yeah, and every one of these communities is going to spend more money than we spend out there. I think it's important to note that some of these local road budgets have increased by 800-900% in 4 years. And these are small population counties, even with the influx of people. There is no mechanism available to tax your way out of this locally. It doesn't exist. So we need to give them help. We need to get these county roads built up. We need to get the city infrastructure built up, these smaller communities that are experiencing explosive growth, and they need our help, and we got to get it to them quick so we don't miss the 2015 construction season.
Now, you mentioned the amendment process. Talk a little bit about how it's changed.
Well, last session when 1358 came out, which was the oil funding formula bill, there was a part in there that essentially penalized schools for being over 5 million barrels of oil. And I don't think it was intended, but the $8.75 million in the surge bill was really to make up for that omission in last session's bill. Now, the reason I think it came out, in my opinion, is because it really is the only policy portion of the bill. The rest of the bill was pretty much a straight appropriation. The other big amendment to the bill, in the governor's plan, he asked for $450 million for state highways in Western North Dakota, and in our bill, we didn't. We figured that would be handled through the DOT budget. Ours was $300 million to local counties. The Appropriations Committee amended $300 million of the DOT money into the bill. And the reason I think it's important to explain it is it's really a determination of when you spend it and where you spend it from, but it's essentially shifting a chunk of the DOT budget into this bill, which should mean the DOT budget and the general fund, when that thing is heard, goes down.
Well, and I also would imagine that's a timing thing, right? Because the one thing we've heard about surge or jumpstart or anything else, that the important thing here is getting these bids out so that this, you know, as soon as the thaw hits, you get the benefit of this construction season. So it sounds to me like it's the same theory for the DOT, and that these projects are urgent, get them the dollars they were going to get anyway, they just get them to them sooner, right?
Yeah, and one of the things that's kind of inside baseball to this that most people might not know is the real big issue is just getting this money out, because these companies can't, or these municipalities won't bid these projects till they know the funds are available. While when spring road restrictions hit, it makes it a lot more difficult to move real heavy equipment and when you get your bids out early, they're cheaper, they're done more efficiently, you can hire better companies, and you can start moving all your heavy equipment before the spring load restrictions hit, which is a big deal to contractors, and it's a big deal to people, because then you can hit the ground running right away.
Yeah, and there's been some talk about the difference between what the governor proposed and what Senator Wardner proposed. Does the change here, you know, I guess, reunite the two again? I mean, is there significant differences? I know some of the counties were not happy that they didn't get much love in the governor's budget, and that some of the dollars went directly to DOT. So it sounds like everybody should be happy now, right?
Yeah, the county money stayed in, and that was an essential portion for the sponsors of the bill. I mean, this really was deemed, and we spent 2 years working on this, and Senator Wardner probably put, I don't know, 2 million miles on his vehicle. It probably not that much, but it was a lot. I mean, we went and talked to these people, we worked with them, and we dealt with the county needs and the county budgets, and we've seen, I mean, when we went through this, I mean, we knew full well we're not funding everything, and quite frankly, we're not capable of funding everything. But yeah, the DOT money moving in, really, I don't view it so much as a, I mean, I don't, it's not, in addition to the bill so much as expanding what we were trying to do with our bill into melding in the governor's position, too. So I think it's a good bill, and I'm glad we're moving it forward.
Kelly Armstrong, Republican from Dickinson, with us today on the program, talking about the work of the senators on early session funding. It's been called a surge bill, a jumpstart bill. It is a specific infrastructure fund dedicated for infrastructure needs, and this would get it out early enough so these folks can bid. Rich Wardner has said, you know, he'd like to see it on the governor's desk early February. Obviously, it sounds like you're tracking for that on the Senate side. Once it passes in the Senate, just bring us through the process of how soon it could be heard over on the House side.
You know, they can hear it whenever they want. I've always said March 1st was kind of my personal goal in this bill, and the reason is because when you got it, well, started as an $845 million bill, now it's over $1.1 billion package. I think it's unrealistic to believe that. I mean, it's a big ask, and it deserves to be vetted. It deserves to have a lot of questions, but the key is to get it out early as possible. But once it goes over to the House, I mean, it's in their chain, it's in their court. They'll schedule a hearing, and we'll start moving forward on that side. Hopefully, we'll have it to them by the end of the week.
What are you hearing on the House side?
I'm hearing support. I mean, you know, I think that's important, and I'd like to thank, you know, other municipalities, other legislators. I have not heard any real criticism of the ask from Western North Dakota in the abstract. I think everybody understands the issues these people are dealing with out there. The question is when you get to a $1.1 billion bill and we have falling oil prices, whether there's some hesitancy involved from people who view this as maybe too much given the current economic state.
What do you say to folks that make that argument?
I mean, I agree as we move forward with continuing budgeting items and continuing appropriations. I think we need to be cautious right now. My answer is this is a little bit different. This is last biennium surplus bore on the backs of these communities, and I think it's important that we get it out there and help them before we start dealing with these other things. The money's there now. That's what I tell them.
And your family's been in the oil business a long time. What's your take of this current price environment? How long is it going to last?
If I knew that answer, I wouldn't be in the state legislature and talking to you on the phone today. People a lot smarter than me have gone broke trying to guess that answer.
Jim Arthaud, another guy who's been in this business a long time, quoted on CNN last week, and I did text him over the weekend just to confirm that he wasn't saying rig counts would drop by 50, but rather would get to 50. Most folks pushing back against that, but what he's saying is if prices stay at this level, rig counts could drop to 50 by this summer. What do you make of that?
Well, I've been telling people, too, that they better be real, real concerned about the rig count number because I think it's going to go down significantly more than original projections were. I'm going to treat my voting in the Senate a lot like I treat my private business in the oil business right now. If you miss conservatively, you miss an opportunity. If you miss on the other side, you lose all opportunities because you go broke. And that's kind of how I'm going to approach continuing appropriations at this point. We know it's temporary, Scott. We know the price are going to come back up. We know we're going to drill out the Bakken and the Three Forks. The question is, I mean, in government term, temporary can be a real long time.
Yeah, good point. And but bottom line, you separate out that understandable concern and caution from the immediate infrastructure needs that that are sitting in a fund.
These needs have been building up since 2006, and every one of the dollars spent out there will be spent on existing needs that exist right now, regardless of the current price of oil. And that, I mean, and anybody who spent any time in Western North Dakota knows that's true.
So when will the full Senate vote on this?
I believe Thursday we're voting on it. And we get our updated budget on Wednesday, and I think everybody's going to be more comfortable voting on these big number bills after we have an idea of what we're looking at.
Sounds great. Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate the time. Senator Kelly Armstrong, Republican from Dickinson, on a piece of legislation that has been one of the primary focus of this session and leading up to it. More coming up. We'll wrap up. Buff in South Dakota is waiting to go next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Best of the best in wheat and soybean research and marketing workshops will be held February 4th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead and February 5th at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help farmers make better management decisions on farms. One of the highlights will be hands-on demonstrations where farmers can get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. These sessions are free and co-sponsored by the North Dakota Soybean Council. CEU credits are available and pre-registration is encouraged. To register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Oh, and I live kind of making up for Fargo's inequality there. You know, we might have between 2 and 5% non-white residents in our town. But 50% of our police force non-white, so yeah, that should make up for it.
Appreciate the call, talking about something we mentioned earlier in that story in the Sunday Forum of Fargo-Moorhead is counting noses, how many police officers we have in the metro area and how many are... All but 14 are white. 448 police officers in the metro area, all but 14 are white. Buff in South Dakota wanted to weigh in on this, too. Go ahead, Buff. You're up on what's on your mind.
Yes, I'm retired from a sheriff's office out of state, and we ran into a lot of issues in hiring minorities. Here's what happened. We would advertise on the website. We'd advertise at the colleges. We'd post it in the local paper. And this was a large agency. We covered about an area that had about 600,000 people, and we would do 4 or 5 ads per year, We'd run the interviews would run usually 2 weeks at a time. And we could not get minorities to apply. We paid extremely well, but people would come in to do the interview. They were unqualified physically and mentally unqualified to do this. We just, you know, people aren't knocking down law enforcement agencies' doors to hire on. Good quality people aren't doing that.
Here's what bugs me. I don't know if you read this into this or not, Buff, as former law enforcement. But when I read an article like this, especially here, where I don't see people running around saying, "Boy, this is a problem you need to fix." I see, you know, some people in the newsroom saying it's a problem you need to fix. My question is it? But it's that you know, this is why things like what happened in Ferguson happen, right? That's the inference that I get from it. It's even quoted in the story here. It said. It's such shortfalls, especially when it comes to race, have been under scrutiny following the unrest in Ferguson, Missouri, triggered by a white officer's fatal shooting of an unarmed black 18-year-old in August. It's been widely reported that more than 80% of Ferguson's police officers are white and 64% of residents are black, a divide that's vast but not unusual in the U.S. The race gap here is narrower but still noticeable. The Fargo and Morehead police departments are both more than 98% white, while city's population is about 88% white. So again, it's suggesting that this is a problem that leads to Ferguson. That bugs me, just as a North Dakotan. I'm curious, as a former law enforcement, whether or not what do you make of that premise?
That's written by somebody that really is not in the know. What happened in Ferguson is because of the press and how they spun this. You know, you can say that an individual is unarmed, but when you fight with a law enforcement officer, there is a weapon involved. And especially when you attempt to disarm that person, he has the legal right to defend his life. And that means he's going to use deadly force or whatever force he has that's readily available so he can go home at night. This is a solution to a problem that I don't think is necessarily there. I'm sure there's agencies that, you know, they're leery about hiring minorities, but you can bank on it that a lot of law enforcement agencies struggle to find minorities that qualify. And you can do, you know, we've seen it in New York, we've seen it in Chicago, we've seen it in Florida, in Texas. You can lower your standards, but you're going to have a lot of trouble with lawsuits. And the liability, your liability obligations really increase. We required college. We ran our own post school to certify our officers. And statistics show that without some education beyond high school, those officers that were better educated had less use of force issues. The Ferguson deal, if the facts are correct, he was legally correct in doing what he did. I don't know if they carry tasers or not. He could have used a taser, carry tasers, but that probably wasn't readily available. And once you're in the fight for your life, you know, anything is a go. You want to go home at night.
So, no kidding. Hey, Buff, appreciate the call. Appreciate your service. As law enforcement as well, and for bringing a little perspective to the story on hiring minorities. I'm going to give credit to this Morehead police officer. Valerie Kellen is her name. Morehead police officer quoting this story. She said she knows of women who applied for supervisor positions and weren't selected for reasons that had nothing to do with their gender. The males that were promoted were more qualified. You know, that's the, you know, don't you just, you know, my Martin Luther King moment here. If a law enforcement agency has an opening, I want them to hire the most qualified person in a completely, you know, colorblind fashion, genderblind fashion. We need somebody for a position. We need to promote somebody for a position. Here's what we're looking for, right? And, you know, the people that run around and want to say, well, you know, because more men were promoted, therefore they're biased, they're anti-women, they're looking at the qualifications. Good for her. Well said. By the way, I finally got an answer to why there ought to be some carve-outs in the concealed carry, but it's in the form of an email, and I'll save it for tomorrow, and we'll tackle this and a few other topics. North Dakota Farm Bureau going to tackle some issues important to them in the North Dakota legislative session, rather, tomorrow on the program, so we'll be dealing with that and much more. In the meantime, God bless you one and all. Thank you for listening to What's on Your Mind. See you later.
Geo-steering services. It's one of the things new at NESA Consulting Services. Kathy Nesset of NESA Consulting Services tells us about how NESA Consulting Services is now offering geo-steering expertise.
What we're doing, we're going with what the industry needs. And right now, in our world of the industry, they need geosteering services. These are the individuals that oversee and steer these wells point to point to track in the right rock unit. And we are developing and augmenting, adding to our on-site teams with an oversight geosteering team. And to be able to provide another layer or another level of geosteering support to these oil companies is something that we're pretty proud of and we're working to build and do better.
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about NESA Consulting Service online at NESAConsulting.com and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NESAConsulting.com. That's NESAConsulting.com. NESAConsulting.com, Tioga, North Dakota.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.